Everybody must be saved. Because those young girls, they made you feel welcome. Made you believe this is where you belong. Amen. Which is true. Just keep your fire going. Don't let anybody take your fire out of you. Is everybody comfortable or are you too hot? They're saying hot, hot. Somebody turned the air conditioner off and it got warm in here. I told you not to do that. Then they wouldn't be saying hot, hot. Amen. Or is it the Holy Spirit fire? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could take that last song out to the street? Just stand on a street corner somewhere and sing that song. Just belt it out. Wow. Well, we tried to get into the mall, but the mall wouldn't return our calls, so we can't do that. But God will make a way, right? Well, Father, Tiana and Deanna, would you please come up here and stand right here? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Let's switch partners here, Aaron. Thank you, Father. God wants, he's saying to you to always rejoice. No matter what you're going through, always rejoice. You have all the power and all the authority that you need to destroy the darkness. And the enemy knows your name in hell. And he cannot stand it when you two stand up and worship the Father. I know your other ones love God just as much as you do, but God is bringing you two forth. And right now, what he wants to do is he wants to release his anointing of strength upon each one of you, and you'll be strong enough to stand before anything the enemy places before you, and you will no longer cower back, but you will face him nose to nose, and you're going to tell him, you're finished in my life. Raise your hands right now. Now, Father God, right now, just drop that glory on them right now, that power and that authority that they need to go forth and to accomplish all the mighty works in your kingdom. Where's Vianna? Is Vianna here? You're the tall one, right? Yeah, there you are. Come on over here, honey. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Stand right there. Vianna, God said you already know all your authority. And you've already determined your heart. You're not going back for nothing. And you've determined that there's no devil in hell, no matter what form he comes at you, there's no devil in hell that's going to be able to take you out of God's hands. Now, God wants you to raise your hands, because right now he's going to fill you totally and completely with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and you're going to go forth with great signs, wonders, and miracles, and you're going to compel the people to come in, and you're going to compel the enemy to leave the people, and he's going to flee just like he did when Jesus stood before him. Now, just receive that anointing right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Kirsten, honey, I need you to come around here too. Yeah, take it right there. And what God is doing here is he's setting you apart for his kingdom. You're no longer a part of the world. You are now God's kingdom, totally and completely. Just raise your hands, Kirsten. You know the voice of God like none of these other ones do. And you know that you need to follow the voice of God. And you determine your heart, you're going to follow God's voice no matter what hell has to throw at you. And God's given you the anointing of wisdom right now. Wisdom to know when to move and when to stand still. Just receive that wisdom right now. You already have the strength of power, and you already know, your ears are already in tune to His voice. Now you have to have wisdom. Father God, I thank you for setting these four girls apart from the world. Is there four or five? We thank you, Father God, that the anointing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the blessing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are on these girls. And Father God, that you are thrusting them forth into the very abyss to pull the souls out of the throes of hell. You girls are actually going to face the devil face to face. You're actually going to see the flames of fire in hell, but it's not going to deter you. You're going to go forth and do the great mighty works that God has called you forth to do. And Father, I thank you and I praise you for these girls. We just thank you, we praise you. Catherine, would you please anoint each one? Because when God sets you apart, you have to have the anointing also. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I don't know. Thank you, Father. He added a boko da karate. He did it a boko. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Ruthie, have you made up your mind? No more backsliding. No more going back into the enemy's camp and lingering. If you truly, truly have determined you're going to follow God no matter what anybody else does, come on up here. Thank you. This is a very serious thing when God separates you from the world. Don't make a mockery of God. Now raise your hands. God is sealing that commitment you made to Him right now with the blood of His Son, Jesus. You are sealed. You are set apart, separated from the things of the world. Doesn't matter who else doesn't want to follow God. You have to live holy and righteous from this night forward. His vessels are holy and they are righteous. Doesn't matter who else doesn't want to serve God with all their heart. You have committed yourself to God. And you've been set apart. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Amy, are you here? Is Amy here? All right, come on up here, right there. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You've told God that you'll do whatever He tells you to do. You'll go wherever He tells you to go. God wants to set you apart for us as a spiritual mother for the youth of this day and age. Will you do that for God? You're going to need wisdom from above, and God wants to speak to you every day and give you direction for that day on how to handle whatever youth you have to be involved with at that given moment. You're set apart now. You can no longer go the ways of the world. God's even changing your mindset, and you're now going to have the mind of Christ. That little girl back there with the black shirt on. Yeah, honey, come on up here, honey. Take her over there, Alan. Thank you. Now, you've already told God you want to serve Him. But He wants all of you. He wants your thought life. He wants you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Are you ready to surrender all of you to Him? Not just your lips. He doesn't want your lip service no more. He wants all of you. Raise your hands. Just stand there with your hands raised for a little bit. Thank you. God's filling you with His Holy Spirit. And you're going to find yourself having great dreams and visions. You're going to find yourself prophesying. At any given second, you will prophesy. It could be at the dinner table. It could be on the street. It could be anywhere in your car. But just start prophesying what thus saith the Lord. Just receive that anointing in all of its fullness right now. Did you ever anoint her? In the Bible, when God set anybody apart, they were always anointed. Now, don't go against this. Don't go against what God's doing for you here tonight. Receive it for what God has it for, His honor and His glory. Some of you in here, you really want to follow God with all your heart, but you don't trust Him fully. And the reason why He's saying it is because you're always wondering. And when you wonder, you know, and guessing and trying to figure things out, you're not trusting God. So He can't set you apart because you have to make that commitment to Him, show Him your total faith. And then He'll set you apart. But in the meantime, you're still part of the world. We're in the world, but not of the world, though. But whenever you finally make up your mind to really, truly trust Him and quit getting all anxious and throwing your little fits that you throw, then God knows that you're ready to be set apart. Now, you older guys, you've been set apart, so don't get excited here. We're dealing with the youth tonight. This young lady right here, Anna, would you take her right in the middle out there? Yeah, you can take her down there, I guess. Which is more convenient, really. I don't want anybody on the floor disturbed. We'll get her there. She can make it. All right, look at me, honey. You can't serve God. You can't serve God with half a heart. You have hurt in your heart. And God wants you to surrender that hurt to Him tonight so that He can use you to the full extent that He wants to use you. That hurt is not, it's just not going to go away. You have to release it to God tonight. And He knows that you love Him, and He knows that you desire to work for Him. Don't worry about those tears. Let them flow. That means you're being set free. Just go right ahead and let God take all that hurt. Catherine, lay your hand on her heart. Tell God to give her a new heart. Everybody's been hurt in their life. Anybody God's called into His ministry has been hurt, and hurt deeply. We've all had to let go of it. Don't let any of it linger. Just give it all to Him right now. And the second you give Him it all, He's going to throw the anointing upon you like you've never felt it before. That's it. Keep giving it to Him. When that anointing hits you, that means that you've really released it all. So just receive that anointing. That's it. Let go of it, honey. Just let go of it. That's it. Thank you. See, God can't set us apart with hurt in our heart, because the enemy will always come and cause havoc. We have to be totally free. Thank you, Jesus. That song, Welcome Home, this is what God's singing over you right now. Welcome home. He's the burden bearer, not you. Are you helping along there, Alan? Okay. If there's others in here that you're harboring hate, hurt, whatever, give it to God right now, because God can't use you as long as you're harboring that hurt, that hate. You know you're harboring it when you get bitter and you're not a peacemaker, but you're a troublemaker. Thank you, Jesus. Because you don't have any peace, you don't have anything to give. That's it, that's it. That's it. He wants it all. He wants it all. Yeah, he wants it all. You anoint her, because as she was going down, she was shaking her head. No. God wants it all. The anointing destroys the yoke. Do you ever notice that's what the body of Christ is made up of, is a lot of hurting people? That's what's in the body of Christ, hurting people. And hurting people hurt people. But God needs to set us free so that we are a hospital instead of a morgue. Lay hands on her stomach and tell her to let it release that thing. She hasn't released it yet. Come on. Pain is real. Pain is real. And we know that. How many of you are praying with her? Telling the enemy he has to go. Somebody prayed you through. All the lies that the enemy's spoken over her, we break those lies right now. We set her free. She is worthy of love. That's what the enemy tells us, you know. Nobody will ever love you. Once the hurt starts, and he goes on and on and on. Don't believe any more of his lies. Father God, wash your ears out tonight so she no longer hears the voice of the enemy, but hears your voice and your voice only. Thank you. Are we on? Oh, okay. I can't do what I want to do then. Thank you, Father. Freedom in the house. Everybody believe that for this young lady. Freedom in the house. Her vessel was free. No more room for the enemy. She's taking dominion over her vessel tonight. Thank you, Jesus. And we're helping her do that. No weapon formed against a child of God shall ever prosper. From this night forth, she's free. Thank you, Jesus. Aaron, bring, I think it's Jennifer. Bring Jennifer up and just put her... Well, if you can get her up here, fine. If not, lay her in there. Just lay her up here somewhere. Is there room right there? Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Jennifer, God says, raise your hands. He wants all that. It's really not doubt, but all that hurt, the agony. And now you have mistrust. You don't trust people the way God wants you to. He wants all that unnecessary junk that the enemy has placed in your life over the years of everything bad happening to you. And you really believe at point that God, you love God, but at some place, at points in your life, you believe he just doesn't hear you and he forgets about you. God wants all that tonight because all that's a lie. The frustration. Frustration of not knowing. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. God. Barbara, here's some oil after you get her covered. Please, Catherine's busy, so please anoint her with oil. See, Jennifer's going to be used mightily of God, but the enemy keeps bombarding her with different issues in her personal life, and it just keeps her. One, she keeps her wondering, you know, what is really going, do you really love me, God? Why is this going on? Why is that going on? This and that is going on because you are special to God. And the enemy's trying to keep you in a whirlwind of confusion. Amen. And God's taking her out of that whirlwind of confusion right now. And Jennifer's going to be a different person because she's going to know the truth that she's a true child of God. Juan, would you please come up here? Somebody bring him over here into one of these slots that's empty. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Juan, you can never quite stay free. The enemy's always bombarding you on all sides, telling you lies, and he even puts things in front of your face that proves to you that what you see is a truth, but what we see sometimes is not the truth. It's the enemy distorting things, and he doesn't want your marriage to prosper. You know, the devil doesn't. He doesn't want your daughter to prosper. He doesn't want you to prosper. So tonight, God wants you to give him all that negativity that you have stored up for a long time. You need to give that to him tonight, right now. And don't give the enemy any more space. And God's a bit upset with you because you keep allowing the enemy space. It doesn't matter what you see. It's what God has told you. Now, whose report are you going to believe? God's? Or your eyes, which is the enemy. Now, if you're going to believe God, then just release all that negative stuff that you've been carrying around. Blaming your wife and child, and when really, God has called you to be the priest of your home, a loving priest of your home, a compassionate, caring priest. And you have not been doing that. You've been giving place to the enemy. Now, if you really want God to restore the years that the Palmer and Kangaroo has stolen, then release all that negative stuff to God right now. And you'll know when you do it, when the anointing hits you. Now, Merlin, because you're not at your post like God's called you to be, working with the men are dying daily. He needs you to get to your post. If you want to get to your post, come on up here and he's going to give you more wisdom than you've ever had before. Now, and when you stand up here and say, God, I'm sorry I wasn't at my post, but I'm at my post tonight. You can't go back on God. You've got to start doing the things that God's called you to do, because the men are perishing daily and leaving the women vulnerable to the enemy. And he needs a man of the hour, and he chose you to be that man. Where can y'all stick a dahlia? There or up here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Okay, Adelia, God's telling me that you think you're the man of the household. There's nowhere in God, and God's saying there's nowhere in his word that the woman's the head of the household. And so you buck at authority. And when you buck at your husband's authority, you buck at God's authority. And granted, there's things that is being done that shouldn't be done, but that's not up to you, you know, to judge that. It's up to you to pray. I thought you had your back towards me, I'm sorry. And ask God to put your household in proper order. The husband is head, you as a helpmate, and your child as the child, not an adult. So if you really want God to put your house in order so you have peace, because you don't live in peace, you always live in disarray and turmoil. If you really want God to move into your house and set it in order, tell him so right now. But if you don't, then you're going to have to give up some of your so-called authority that you have. That's not an easy thing to do when you've done it all your life, but God wants to know if you'll do that tonight. If you'll give up your authority and give God authority to work through you and to help your household. You want to do that, hon? Just raise your hands and close your eyes. And when you really release that to God, the anointing is going to hit you. And you're going to know without a shadow of a doubt that God is now head of your household. And he rules and reigns, and he's setting everything in proper order. Let me bring Astrid up, stand her right there. How are we making out of there, Catherine? Good, good. Right there. Astrid, God's saying that you gave up the head of household a long time ago, but not to the right person. You gave it to your children and not to God. And he's telling you tonight that your children are not the head of that household. And as long as you allow them to be, your household is cursed. You have to take back the authority you gave your children. Give the authority to God, who should be the head. And then God will start blessing. So if you're really ready to face the devil, because you're going to face it in your children, you know that, they're going to fight. If you're really ready to fight that devil and have God defeat him, then you'll know that. I'll know that too, whenever the anointing hits you, that you're really serious tonight. Really serious. This is where that dominion teaching comes in, isn't it? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Who's that young man hiding behind you? No, the young man in the white, who is that? Bring him up here anyhow. Oh, it's a girl. Well, bring him up. Bring her up here anyhow. She's hiding from God, but all I could see was that white bandana. I thought it was a hat. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How much of God do you really want? God wants to know. Do you want to linger around the outside, or do you want in the very center of God? You want in the very center? than God wants all of you right now. God's saying that He wants you to know that He made you a perfect vessel. You're not a play toy. You're not a weapon that Satan has a right to use. You are God's perfect vessel that He wants to work through. Now, if you really want what God wants for your life, then as you submit to Him right now, and the Holy Spirit anointing flows through you, God is going to give you a new heart, and He's going to give you a new mindset. And you're going to find yourself not thinking the way you used to think, or even living the way you used to live, but you're going to start wanting to be different. But it's entirely up to you. Go over there near her, Catherine, and lay your hand on her stomach. All that pain, all that hurt has to go. All that misinformation has to go. You're believing a lie. I don't know what it is, but you're believing a lie. God wants you to give Him that lie so you can be free. God brings us complete joy. Complete joy. Even in the midst of the biggest storm, He brings us complete joy. And you know you don't have that joy, so the enemy is controlling you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. God, I got it. Let it go. Let it go, honey. God's calling you a princess in His kingdom. You are His beloved. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. That's it. There we go. Come on. Just let go of that. Just let it go. That's it. Let the tears come. Let the tears come. The tears wash us white as snow. Come on, everybody be praying with her. You young girls, pray with her. Just as you sit in your seat, pray that the Spirit of God touches her and sets her totally free. Let it go, hon. Let it go. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You know, don't you get mad at the devil. Look at these beautiful young girls. He takes and twists them and uses them. Makes them dirt. When God made them to be pure and holy and queens and princesses in His kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. Alan, go back to that little boy in the blue shirt. God wants to give him a word. Go on, do as I say. Let God speak to you, honey. Thank you, Jesus.
Son, I've seen what the enemy has done around you and around about you. I've seen as he has hurt and tormented those that you love. And son, it's put a little bit of a question in your heart about whether I'm good or not. What you see is the work of the enemy. And son, I want to open your eyes tonight. I want to show you things in the spirit realm so you'll understand the difference. There's many times that you've reached out to me with everything in you, and then you have seen different pain happen and you've drawn back. Son, I'm not the author of that pain. And son, you are going to see my hand move on those that you love in a very, very powerful way. And then, son, once you step in, you will be all in, and I will do a mighty work through you. And what God's doing right now is enemies cause a lot of confusion in your mind, and I see him tearing that out. Because sometimes you don't quite know what to think. And know, son, that I am for you and not against you. And in the coming months and even in the coming years, you will see me move mightily in your life.
Just stay right there. God is releasing a gift of, lay hands on him. God's releasing a gift of prophecy into him. Father God, I thank you for anointing him and bringing the gift of prophecy forth. A prophet to the nations, Father, I hear you say. Thank you, Father. This young man's going to be mightily used of God, and he's either going to start prophesying to the household. Pay attention to what he says. Thank you. Now, God wants to give the grandmother a word. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know you. Thank you, Father.
God is saying that, daughter, I am stronger than any weariness, and I want you to know that the faithful prayers that you've held up for those that you love are going to bear incredible fruit. And he also wants you to know that you see, that he sees your tears. He wants you to know that this is not time to give up. This is the time to press into him and intercede on an even greater level. And he's given you that strength this night to do that. May release resurrection power. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. He's also saying that, daughter, sometimes the enemy has a way of getting you to focus on everything that you see him doing around about you. And that he wants to cleanse the eyes tonight. Because on one hand, you know it's the enemy, but on the other hand, he tears up people that you love. And that's what's produced the weariness, and he wants to do a complete refreshing on you tonight. Because you're about to see all your prayers find their fulfillment. And he's saying that even the ones that you whisper quietly to yourself, the thoughts that you won't pray for yourself, but you just think, those are going to be granted. And he says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in doing what I've called you to do, which is hold back the full tide of the enemy against those round about you.
Alan, God wants to. Do you have the oil? Where's the oil? Here, Catherine has the oil. He wants to anoint her eyes to see, because she doesn't see clearly, and God wants her to anoint her eyes to see, so she sees as Jesus sees. Because she looks at everything in the natural, the enemy can twist and turn everything. Need any help there, Catherine? Are you okay? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I want you young kids to know something. Us older people know this. When you give your heart to God, He takes all your shame. And there's no more shame. And then He works with you. Don't allow the enemy to keep you in that snare of shame. Everybody in this room has done something that they wish they'd never done. And if they say they didn't, they're lying. And that brings shame. And that, and the enemy will bombard you with that at any every time that he can. So when he brings shame, say, nope. When I get accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, he also took my shame. All right? Because that's a terrible spirit, shame is. I need Catherine to go to Elizabeth. She's back there against the wall. Elizabeth, God wants to anoint you tonight for, I know he's talked to you about a new path, but in this new path, you're not going to understand anything for a while. Everything is going to be so foreign to you, and he wants to anoint you tonight just for strength and wisdom to move forward on this new path, even though you don't know where you're going. Trusting that each day he's going to give you wisdom for that day. Alan, would you please go up here and get that devil out of her? Just tell that devil to leave. That Astrid I'm talking about. Yeah. Did you anoint her for that wisdom? Now, Elizabeth, I want you to know one thing right now. Because of the severity of your calling, how very important it is that you have to be very precise with everything you do with God. And the enemy is going to come and attack you and try to make you do things that you know are not right. You know, it's not sin, but make you do the old thing that you're used to. You cannot rely on the old thing at all, period. God must be very precise with you, okay? This is a brand new dawning for you. Brand new. And so don't be afraid to cry help to God because he wants to hear your cries so he can give you wisdom. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know about you guys, but I'm so sick and tired of the devil thinking he owns us and can live in our vessels. They just have to leave. They're tormenting. I watched her twist and turn. The enemy's tormenting her. And it seems we have to take care of that. Catherine, can you go to Cindy over there? Isn't that her name? Wendy, isn't it? Wendy. Anoint her for obedience. Wendy, you're going to have to lay every one of your thoughts down. And you're going to have to start really getting before the face of the Father to hear what He wants done. You know, our flesh wants to do one thing, but our flesh gets us in trouble. But God said you aren't obedient in every area. He's anointing you for total and complete obedience. Now, do you want that from God? Do you want to only follow his voice and not your own? Or not the voice of man or woman? Then he's going to give you wisdom when to talk and when to be quiet. There's times when we think we need to talk and we need to just shut up and let God have his way. You think, well, they're winning. No, they're not. When you're still before God, you're the winner. God's the winner, not the enemy. And God will work everything out. I pray that for the president all the time. To only speak when God tells him to speak. It doesn't matter what anybody's saying about him. God has it in his hands. And we need to apply that to our own lives. You know, don't allow the enemy to cause us to react. We don't react. Ever. All right? We never react. We follow the voice of God. I I want you to go to your wife, Merlin, and hug her and make this commitment to her. I love you, and I will be the husband to you that God has called me to be. Now, you have to hug her and tell her what I told you. Now, Brenda, you have to receive that. He did not just promise you he was going to be perfect. All right? And you're not promising him you're going to be perfect either. Because you know what's going to happen now, don't you? The enemy's coming after you two now. Because God is setting your house in order. And he's setting your feet on the right path, the both of you. And he's ready to use you, but the enemy's ready to abuse you. And we have to be, you know, we have to be strong enough in God to receive that kind of information. We just can't hear it's going to be all right, because it's not. The war in heaven is real. And that war has been brought to earth now. And we're being fought with everything that hell has. I had that in my message, and God prophesied that to me. Each one of you in here, God said, don't let the enemy use you as a scapegoat any longer. Because we are not scapegoats. We are God's children. We are holy and righteous. We stand before the God and cleansed and whole. And we need to let the enemy know that we know that. And the bragging spirit is gone and defeated. You know, and his enemy's not going to be able to brag and say, look, I got them. No, you're not going to allow him to do that no more. Because God has done a brand new thing. He set you apart. You're no longer of the world. Remember, we're in the world, but God told me this right on when I was first born again. Daughter, you are in the world, but you're not of the world. And I didn't know what that meant, but I soon found out. It means you can't act like the world acts. And you can't do the things that the world does. You're separate. You have to live the way God's telling you to live. You'll be mocked and made fun of, but that's okay. You have a home in heaven. You know, I don't care what people say about me because I know where I'm going to end up at. And that's in heaven. And the enemy, he's a liar. Always has been, always will be. Where is Isaiah? God wants to give him a word. Isaiah, come on in here. He was in here a while ago. We're busy. And Jennifer, I want you to really pay attention because God's going to use your son to speak to your family prophetically. And I don't know, there's something about your husband, but he's going to say something to your husband. Your husband's not really going to like it, but you're going to have to smooth it over. And you know, let him know that that's God speaking through him, all right? And don't chastise a messenger. Do you want to give that to him? Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. All right, Isaiah. I know you love the Lord with all your heart, but do you really want to serve God with all your heart? Do you want to be the child of God that you know that the Bible says you should be? Then raise your hands. Listen to what God's saying to you.
Okay, son. I heard that. And tonight, at this age, I set you apart. Son, you are going to begin to work and walk in the miraculous. Son, I will do things through you that are going to astound the people because your heart is truly for me. And I've placed inside you a distaste for those that hate me. And son, that's why you've been feeling what you've been feeling and why it's been getting stronger. And son, I add to you this night righteousness and wisdom.
Isaiah, you cannot fear what God tells you to say to people. He's going to start using you to speak the truth into people's lives. Don't fear. Just do what God's telling you to do. Why don't you lay your hand on his stomach, please? Father God, just release that river of living waters right now. Let it flow through him. Now, when you submit yourself to God totally right now, Isaiah, the anointing will hit you. Quit fighting it. Father God, just pour the anointing into him so strong he can't resist it. He's afraid to go down. But Father God, you can break this. You can bring peace into him right now. And Father, I thank you for it and I praise you for it. Well, we'll move on, but he just does not like to go down. He thinks something's going to happen to him. All right, Adriana, are you really ready to get out of stupid? And really be a child, be a daughter of the king. Men are stupid. And women just fall for anything. God wants you to get out of that. Come on up here. I said that lovingly, men. I'm not talking about you men in the church. I'm talking about the men in the world. Now, you have to want God and only God in order for this to work. If you want to be set apart, you can't want somebody else or something else. So when you're ready to really submit to that, then the Holy Spirit will hit you, and then we can set you apart. But it has to be real. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now will you anoint her then, Catherine, after you get her covered and set her apart for God's kingdom? I wish you women would understand God didn't make you play toys. He did not make you play toys. All right. You're precious in God's sight. You really are. And he hates it when you give yourself over to a man. He's going to destroy you. He doesn't like that at all. Well, I don't know about you, but I came to get blessed by God, and I did just watch what he did with y'all. Amen. So this message of fortitude, we'll leave it lay right here, and we just might give it Wednesday night. But were you blessed? Astrid, you better get it together. I'm telling you, you need to quit bowing your knee to the devil in your household. They're keeping you from that devil that rules your household is keeping you from doing what God wants you to do. So keep it together. God ministered to you tonight. Don't give this enemy any more space. You might think, who does she think I am? I know who I am, but I also know God's doing this, not me. And he told me he was going to set people apart. He wanted to do this this morning, but he did it tonight instead. So you guys are no longer of this world. All right? You belong in heaven, doing heavenly things. Father God, I just truly do thank you for all that you did here this night. Christopher, God wants you to know one thing. I called you from your mother's womb, and I have not changed my calling on you. Walk upright in all your ways, son. Walk in love, truth, and freedom. Let the world see my son Jesus operating through you. You can no longer be part of the world. And by that, son, I mean you cannot have strife within you. You need to allow me to rule and reign 24/7. And you know when the enemy's trying to rule, you need to stop and you need to put him in his place. I don't have time to go back and retrain you, son. We are moving forward. The train is already moving and we have a mighty works to do. Now, get on the move with my spirit. You have the anointing, son. Don't abuse it. My son Jesus was a man of love when he walked this earth, and he's still a person of love. If you're going to teach about my son Jesus and about my heavenly realm, then son, walk in love, in peace. Show grace. As I have shown you grace over the years, show grace. And son, I have already set you apart. You're not part of this world. But I am bringing you up to a new level this night. And you will sit in the heavenly throne room. And you will be taught by my son. Be prepared for great visitation, son. I am visiting your entire household, just not your wife, but you also and your children. And your home will become a sanctuary for the lost and the dying. Keep your household in order, son. Do not lord it over anyone. I don't lord it over anyone, and neither do you. Walk in peace at all costs. Father, we truly do thank you for all that you did here tonight, for setting us apart, and Father God, for talking to us and explaining to us what the enemy is trying to do as the days go forward. When these people leave this room, Father God, they are wrapped in the blood of Jesus Christ, and the enemy is not going to steal not one second of what you did to them. And their minds are the mind of Christ, wrapped in the blanket of blood of Jesus, and the enemy cannot filtrate that blanket. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for your Son. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you for your angelic host. And Father God, I thank you for the safety we receive right now as we leave your house. In Jesus' name, amen. You're released. If you got a word, please pick up your tape. But remember, you're not of the world anymore.